Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate February 11th. Ursa Major 3 is doomed. It's falling apart and may vanish completely in a couple of billion years. There's not much to it even now. It's so faint that it wasn't discovered until 2023. It contains about 60 stars, all of them ancient and all much smaller and fainter than the Sun. They add up to only about 16 times the Sun's mass. They're packed into a loose ball about 20 light-years wide. But the total mass is about 2,000 times greater than the mass of the visible stars. That's led to some confusion about its nature. One idea is that it's a small galaxy that's orbiting the Milky Way. Most of its mass would consist of dark matter, matter that produces no energy, but that reveals its presence through its gravitational pull on the visible matter around it. A study last year suggested a different nature, a star cluster held together by a clump of black holes. The cluster might have been born with 100,000 stars or more. When some of the stars died, they formed black holes, which congregated near the cluster's middle. The gravity of the Milky Way pulled away many of the cluster's stars. Encounters with the black holes kicked out many more. And the study says the cluster will fall apart completely in about 2 billion years. The cluster, or galaxy, is about 30,000 light-years away, in the Great Bear. But Ursa Major 3 is far too faint to see, even with a telescope. You can find out more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.